fine. How are you doing?
Not bad.
Well, that's good. How's your boy?
He's doing okay. One thing I wanted to ask is if you have a photograph of yourself, or one or two of yourself, when you were with the Red Sox? Maybe in uniform?
Yeah, I think I have some at home.
If it's... Have you kept up any relationships from your playing days, like some of the Phillies you mentioned, Boa and Schmidt?
No, I haven't talked to him in a while. The only person I talked to is Carmen Fandone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you mentioned him a couple times.
I talked to him probably every month.
Yeah. Did you ever meet Tom Yawkey?
Yes, I did.
During that short period you were there.
He gave me a present the first day I met him in spring training.
Uh-huh.
That was in 65.
In Arizona.
In Scottsdale.
Yeah.
I just happened to have a real good game, and I don't know what I did, but I had a good game, and got there after the game and introduced himself to me, and came next to me and talked to me for about 10 minutes, and then he gave me this package. It was, and he says, "Here, I want you to have this." He said, "You had a good game today." And watch. A gold watch.
Do you think he just kept one of those around to give to the start of the game or something?
Yeah, I think he hit a lot of those watches, I think.
Yeah. But
he was a very nice man.
You ever see him take batting practice?
Tom Yawkey?
Yeah.
No.
He might have been a little old by 65, but he in Fenway Park, he used to go down when there was no one around and have some of the clubhouse kids pitch to him.
He did?
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently his lifetime dream was to be able to hit one off the wall, and he never pulled it off, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Because he wasn't good enough, but, you know.
Wow.
You took batting practice at Fenway, I guess.
Yeah.
You must have put a couple over the wall.
Yeah, that wall is really close.
Yeah. in batting
wall,
practice...
That wall takes a lot of home runs away from you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, just last week I've seen four or five balls that weren't even doubles. They were singles.
Yeah, they were singles.
That easily could have gone off the wall, you know,
yeah.
Over.
Yeah, if you hit line drives, you know, they're home runs in other parks. They're just...
Right. Pat Patterson, I guess his first name was Lester?
It was?
I think so. Did he also scout for the Cincinnati Reds?
I don't know that either.
Even?
The thing I knew at that time was he was a scout for the Yankees.
Because I sent some of the information to a guy at the Sabre Committee on Scouts, and he said that...
Really?
It was Lester Patterson, a longtime Red Scout, signed a lot of players for the Reds during the war years out of California, then was later a Yankees scout, maybe even Atlanta and Montreal at one point. He wondered if you knew his family and whether his kids are still in the Cincinnati area or anything. I don't know why he wants to know that, but...
No. I don't. If he passed away, find out.
Yeah. Batter.
Is that right?
So I guess he had pretty good control.
Uh-huh.
He was a real fireballer. It said he had about 1.5 strikeouts for every inning pitched.
Uh-huh.
Had a good strikeout-to-walk ratio, but he only hit one guy the whole 11 years.
Huh.
You didn't think he was headhunting you or anything, right?
Yeah, he could have been.
Oh, he could have been.
Yeah, I hit a home run off of him the time before.
Oh, well, then I guess he could have been, yeah. But, of course, he didn't intend to.
But he wasn't throwing hard.
Yeah.
That was his last year.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the minor leagues then.
Right, after his career.
Yeah, and I think that was his last year.
Yeah, so he might have been a little irritated, but...
But he wasn't throwing hard that night.
Yeah, just...
That's why...
Just hit you the wrong way.
I just figured that he couldn't hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if he did hit me, but it just hit me in a real bad place.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't get out of the way.
When you see a player get hit today, do you have any reactions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, I think about it all the time.
Sure.
I think about it almost every day.
You know,
there's one thing that I want to tell you that I forgot to tell you.
Mm, okay.
Before. Did you see Dolson's book?
I did. I got a copy of it.
Really?
Yeah, off the internet. used copy.
You don't actually have the book.
Yeah, I do. It's downstairs. I got a used.
You got the information about the book on the internet.
No, I bought the whole book. It was only like $2.99 used.
Is that all?
From a used bookstore someplace.
Well, do you have the book there?
It's downstairs.
Oh,
I'm up on the third floor.
Oh, okay. All right.
Why? What were you gonna?
Well, in the beginning of that book, there was a story about Pat Bayless.
Oh, yeah, I saw his picture in the book. I didn't really read his story. I just read your pages, really.
He didn't look too good, did
he? No, he didn't look too good.
Well, that's the way he looks today, and he tried to kill himself four times.
Yeah.
And we were roomies for a while.
Mm.
But anyway, that's, you know, I can understand, you know, what happened to that kid. And, you know, he got hurt, too.
Yeah.
But, see, I'm trying to think of a way to tell you this without... I don't want you to think that I'm cocky or conceited or anything like that.
Oh, I didn't get that impression.
I'm far from that.
Yeah, yeah, you seemed very self-effacing before.
But the bad thing about my injury was, you know, it took me, in the beginning when I played with Boston in the beginning, there's no way I should have been there because I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
But I just got there too early. But anyway, baseball was the only thing I could do. You know, I couldn't play football, I couldn't play basketball or anything else because I just wasn't good enough. But baseball, you know, I started playing ball when I was five
and
my whole life. And if I wasn't good enough to play in the major leagues, that's one thing. And if I would have gotten hurt, I would have told myself, well, you know, I really wasn't that good anyway, so the injury doesn't bother me. But, you know, I was good enough. But it took me 5 years to learn how to hit. I could hit fastballs right away, but it took me a couple years at least to learn how to hit breaking stuff. And if you can remember the story I told you about my career going up and down and up and down, and finally, you know, that was about my third trip to AAA. And my first two trips to AAA, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't good enough. But I just kept going. And see, those teams, all those teams, the Cubs and the Phillies and the Red Sox, they didn't give up on me.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where I went, I played. I never sat on the bench. And that was the most important thing. But anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, I could do a lot of things in baseball. I could, you know... I was pretty close to doing all five things, but in the beginning, I wasn't even close to doing five things. But in the beginning, all I had was power and speed.
Mm-hmm.
But then I learned how to, you know, catch the ball, throw the ball, and hit. And it just took me 4 or 5 years to learn. And I thought that when I got hurt, I thought I was ready.
Well, it sounded like they did too, because if they told you they were bringing you up in September.
Just to sit on the bench, though.
Well, still.
But yeah, I know, but still you're in the major league.
Yeah.
But see, that's the part that really hurts me, because I really thought that I was ready to play in the major league.
Well, they wouldn't have brought you up even to sit on the bench if they didn't think you had a chance of being there the next year.
Right. Yeah, I think I really had a real good chance next spring, because Lou Casey was going to be the manager of the Phillies.
Yeah.
Of the next year, and the next year I did go to spring training with Philadelphia, but I couldn't see. But anyway, that's the part that really bothers me, because you know, I thought that I was good enough to play in the major leagues for a while.
There was another guy that was from Cincinnati that got hit too, Don Zimmer.
Oh my God!
Did you ever have a chance to talk to him?
Yeah, I've talked to him. Yeah, a long time ago.
Did he, before you got hurt, or?
Yeah, before I got hurt.
Yeah. Okay. I just wondered if he gave you a call or anything after you got hit. He probably didn't know about it if you were down in the in the minors at the time. But how about Tony Conigliaro? Did you ever have a chance to talk to him at some point in there?
Oh, sure.
I mean, after you got hurt.
No.
But you saw him because you were in spring training with him, at least in '65. And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You were on the team.
Yeah, he would have been a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really believe that. I still think he has the record. I'm not sure about this, but I still think he has the record for most home runs as a rookie, as a teenager.
Yeah, he hit.
Have that record?
I'm pretty sure he does, and I think he's also the fastest guy to hit 100 home runs in his career still.
Really?
Which is sort of the same thing in a way.
I think his first year he hit 35 or something.
I can't remember right now, but he was.
He was only 19.
He got up to 100 real fast. I think he had 100 by the time he was 21.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And that ballpark was made for him.
But apparently, Ted Williams. I read something that Williams had said only 3 days before Tony got hit. He said, he was talking to somebody else, he said, pass that kid a message to stop leaning over the plate like that. He's going to get hit.
Williams said that?
Just 2 or 3 days beforehand. And I don't know if he ever got the message, but I guess he wasn't the kind of kid that backed off the plate anyhow. See, when pitchers get charged with being headhunters and stuff, they always talk about how they have to establish their right to throw inside. What do you think about that? Is that, I mean, it seems logical to me, but I don't know if you had a different kind of perspective on things.
Well, I've always thought that the real good pitchers don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Koufax never did that.
Pedro Martinez, you know, has been accused of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes moving people back off the plate so we get...
Also, Clemens.
Yes, yeah. They got to get another inch or two for themselves is what they're trying to accomplish, I guess.
But, you know, I know a lot of pitchers that don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
Good pitchers. I never saw Koufax do that.
And yeah.
In my opinion, he's one of the best.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But, you know, you know, those guys are messing around with your career.
Yes.
When they try to come up from the waist up. And if they want to throw at you, it should be, if they want to throw at your legs or something, that's one thing. But the other is another.
Yeah.
You know, but I saw a lot of guys, I've seen a lot of guys this year get hit in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't get out of the way of it. I mean, yeah. Those guys were throwing so hard today. Well, they threw hard before, but I don't know. I hate it.
It sounded from talking to you like it's the team you identify with the most, and you kind of have a special thing for the Red Sox. I mean, is that true? You're kind of a fan of the team these days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they're the ones that gave me the chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How closely do you follow it? Like?
Oh, I follow them pretty close.
Yeah.
And they treated me really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know how their organization is now because Yossi's gone.
Sure.
But when I was there, and Pat Patterson told me this from day one when I signed with the Red Sox. The day I signed with the Red Sox when that guy was in the office here.
Tandy Kailhaus.
Yeah, and Pat was here, or he wasn't here that day, but he was here the next day. And he said, well, you know, you don't know it now, but you've signed with one of the best organizations in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right.
Well, they had that reputation as being...
And I'll tell you a few reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
For instance... when we would go on the road, you know, there's different kinds of motels and hotels. You know that.
Oh, yeah, different choices, yeah.
Yeah, money-wise.
Sure.
They have just the average hotels and or motels. They're hotels, not motels. Hotels. But they got, you know, different kind of hotels wherever you go. And we always stayed at the best.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And you could tell that, you know, you just knew that. Plus, we were expected to wear a sport coat or a suit on the road all the time because they did, you know, you're representing the Boston Red Sox and you're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just don't want people to, you don't want them to, you know, you don't want the Red Sox to look bad.
So they wanted to convey kind of a first class impression.
Yeah, so we had to wear sport coat or suit at all times on the road, and we had. And the best that when we would get off the plane, you know, we would never go in the terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess other teams do this also, but you know, we would never touch our bags, and I'm sure the other ball clubs do that too.
Well, certainly in the last 20 years or so, but maybe going back to 65, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But it's just little things that made me see that the Red Sox were really a good organization, and that all came from Tom Yawkey.
Well,
because he was a special guy.
some of us here live and die for the Red Sox. I don't know if you quite qualify that way, but...
Well, I want to see them win the World Series, not just get in the World Series. I want to see them win it before I die.
Mm-hmm.
Because they haven't won it since, what, 1918?
Yeah, it's been a few years. My father's been waiting since 1922. Yeah, it was 1918, yeah.
And the ultimate would be the Cubs and the Red Sox in the World Series.
Yeah, but then, take it to the ninth inning of the seventh game. But then whoever wins the first time, the other team has to win the next time. That's the one situation that I would let the Red Sox lose the game, is if they'd already won it the year before and they played the Cubs.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
I said the one
who wins it all is the loss column.
Yep.
All you look at is just that column, and the Cubs have the pitching, and I think they got a great manager, and I think the Red Sox have a good manager. I think they're playing for that guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's going to be close.
Names and addresses in a book of players' stuff. Do you get people that just sort of randomly mail you requests for autographs and stuff?
I get baseball cards, especially during the summer.
Yeah.
I get at least a dozen of my baseball cards mailed to me in the mail. Yeah.
A dozen a month. A dozen a month. What card were you on? What company? Do you remember? Tops?
Yeah. There's a baseball card with the four of us on a card,
mm-hmm.
the Red Sox, and then that was 65. And then in 68, there's a baseball card with the Cubs. It was me and Jose Arcia.
Hmm.
Two on that card, four on the Red Sox card in 65.
Well, I'll try to find that.
I got two cards out.
Yeah.
You want the numbers on them?
Sure. The Tops one, anyhow.
Yeah, I'm going to give you
the numbers. 65 one with the Red Sox.
I got them on the wall here. Wait a minute. Organization in California that is run by former Major League ball players, and what they want me to do is send these cards and the letter to them. And don't sign the cards, and then send them to this company in California.
Mm-hmm.
And then they send a letter to these people that wrote to me, and they'll say, "Okay, we got a card here, autographed by me."
Yep.
And we want a certain amount of money, which is, in my case, isn't very much.
Yeah.
But that's the way they do it. But I don't do it.
Yeah.
I just don't have time.
Right.
So sometimes I sign them, and I should sign all of them, but I don't.
Yeah. Do most people put in postage or throw in a dollar or two?
No, they don't send any money.
Hmm. So they expect...
I think most of them sell them.
So they expect you to pay for the postage to send them back the card?
No, they send the return...
Oh, okay. They send the postage anyhow.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
But I think most of them, I've been told that they sell them.
Well, I'm sure a portion of them do. But
yeah. But maybe some other ones are legitimate.
Well, you get maybe a dozen or a month or so.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And the card itself is like 38 years old. 30 years old.
But most of them are the Cub cards.
Right, okay.
Because the Red Sox card is worth more.
Yeah.
I think the Cubs card right now is worth about $5. And
yep.
And the Red Sox card is worth maybe 10 or 12.
Well, see if I can find one someplace.
And they say if I sign it, it's worth a little bit more. And if I die, it's worth more.
And you get all four players to sign it, it'd be worth even more. But
yeah, you want to know who the four players?
You'd have to fit them all on. Oh, I'll find a copy of the card someplace.
Okay.
Cardboard recycling.
Please call reception. Kate Swanson, please call reception.
The whole thing is like a joke itself.